Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna. This evening we are remembering wonderful devotees who have rendered unflinching devotional service to their lordships, Shishi, Radha Rasa Bihari, Radha Gopinath, Radha Madan Mohanji. Especially Murli Mohan and his brother, you know, they were very artistic devotees, very, very different than the normal devotees. He had an ability where he could dress up the deities, decorate the deities, and so on. But before we try to enter into that phase of their lives, I'd like to take you back to Muktinath. I don't know how many devotees have gone there. Anybody here who has gone there? Please, one. Yes. So my wife and myself, almost about 10 years back, we had gone to this place. And when this incident happened, the whole picture of Muktinath was in front of my eyes. You know, every day there was on the paper, Jom Som, Muktinath, and so many other things. So it's fact that it's very tough terrain over there. And especially when the flight takes from Pokhara to Jom Som, it takes in a particular hour when the velocity of the air is very low. And then they allow the weather allows the plane to move in a quick way and make a one sortie to go from Pokhara to Jom Som and come back again. So this is practically the plane goes between the two hillocks and at the 0 degree when there is no air going on. And the plane has to go there, land, and in practically there is no even the runway also. It goes on the pebbles. So beyond Muktinath is Damodar Kund, where Shaligram Shilas, in a particular time, they are, you know, evolving in that kund with that particular type of a insect who bites the stones. And then you get the wonderful different shilas. And when the rainy season comes, from the Damodar Kund, the water flows all the way to Gandaki and then down to all the Gandaki River where all the sages go and collect water and do whatever. Since our disciplic succession, where we see Gopal Bhatt Goswami once going to Gandaki River and collecting the Shaligram Shilas and so many other things, because it's our parampara. We have, you know, our parampara acharyas have gone to Gandaki River, gone to maybe even to Muktinath. I don't have any reference. But I remember 10 years back, I was in Darjeeling and something happened to me and I told my wife that let's go to Muktinath. And from Darjeeling, I flew back to Delhi and from Delhi, I went to Nepal and there I was looking how to reach to Muktinath. And at the time, almost about 15 years back, people were not knowing much about it. Anyway, then it took us from Jom Som to Muktinath, it took us almost about 12 hours. There's nothing on the way except the river. And you had to climb. It's on the toppest peak where you have to have the darshan of Muktinath. And there are 108 dharas flowing. It's a minus, I don't know how much temperature of the water. And you're supposed to take the bath in all the 108 dharas. And next to that, there is Narsingh temple where there is always fire. Can you imagine that? On the Himalayas, there's always fire. And Lord Narsingh deities are there. Muktinath is a golden deity of Lord Vishnu there. And It takes almost about 12 hours to go. And we had traveled together. And in fact, we stayed in the night and we came back. So otherwise, we could have also left over there. And again, traveled 12 hours and came back to that place. So just to give you the glimpse, it's very tough walk over there. And it's really, really tough walk. And now what happened to this plane? Was Krishna very cruel to the devotees? Was he snatching the bodies? Is he really protecting the soul? Because we often hear from Bhagavad Gita that Krishna says, boldly declare that Kaunteya pratijanati name bhakta pranashati. So is he snatching the devotees? On this over, we have to cling to the lotus feet of Vaishnava Acharyas and remember Krishna very deeply, because he is Suhridam, he is a friend of all the devotees. And that's fact. He says, I am the protector of the devotees, means not that he is protecting our bodies, he is protecting our soul. So we have to understand that he is the protector of the soul. He guides the journey of a soul, the divine realms, and he is personally guiding. But of course, we being in this Marasansar, and we feel very sad because of wonderful, these devotees have been separated from the community of devotees. And especially when the devotees who have some classy touch in their devotion, they are all remembered all the time. Because they serve very explicitly, very, very nicely to the Lord with the decoration, you know, all the nine processes of devotional service. And Murali Prabhu, I had a great sangha with him. I had the privilege of doing his first satsang program at his house almost many years back when he was staying in Bandra. And he had wonderful deities and he had done wonderful decoration, and we started a small satsang programs there. And then we used to also do the programs in the Bandra, nearby areas. And then his services to Radharasa Bihari, you know, every Janmashtami he would decorate the Lord very nicely, and he would bring the mood of colors on the Janmashtami. He would do it differently. That was his wonderful contribution. He would decorate the deities so nicely. And he was very artistic by nature. Sometimes to understand the artistic people, it's very, very difficult, because they are very sensitive and they are very artistic. And Murali Prabhu was also doing a lot of services at Radha Gopinath, designing the dresses and wonderful services. And other devotees, like 7-8 devotees, we have seen Murali Mohandas, Rakesh, his brother, then Gaur Krishnadas, also Pujari, wonderful Pujari at Radha Gopinath. Then Kunjabihari Das, Madhupriya Devidasi, Shiva Arora, Gokulrani Devidasi, and Taruni Sachidev. These 8 devotees, all of a sudden, and Krishna has called them there. And his wonderful abode. And we have been put into a loss, because we know how difficult it is to congregate devotees who have wonderful devotion, dedication. I would like to continue, but there are wonderful Vaishnavas in front of me, great devotees. His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, and I came to know about that His Holiness Mahanidhi Maharaj will be wanting to get connected while we are glorifying these wonderful devotees. Would like to hear about. It's always good to hear from senior Vaishnavas, and especially when there is tragic loss in the community. How, when, how it is happening, why it's happening. Of course, we cannot intervene the plans of Krishna because Krishna is independent. He is Swaraj. But yet, devotees humbly get consoled by the senior devotees and understand this tragic loss and recover themselves into the balancing act where they can continue to do devotional service. Because in a neophyte stage, we get taken back by this type of arrangement of Lord Krishna. But we have to understand this arrangement of Krishna is protecting the soul, not the body. Kaunteya pratijanati name bhakta pranishati. And furthermore, I would like to only say that we'd like to hear from the senior Vaishnavas, and I'm sure they will pour the nectar on the burning hearts of the galaxy of devotees here who are gathered here to pay homage, remember these wonderful devotees. And that's what we are seeking, and that's what we are looking for. I would like to call upon Maharaj's, His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj and His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj on the stage.